Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a heartbreaker for your team on Saturday. The fall 25-22 at William & Mary, a couple of late touchdowns. As you've gone back and looked at that game, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Oh, you know, we were struggling early. We played a tough road game, but we were able to fight and claw and get a lead. And, they made a couple plays late. And, I think we gave a lot of points away with mistakes and jumping off sides on a 4th-and-1, you know, not finishing some runs. You know, we turned some touchdowns into field goals. And at the end of the game, you know, a blocked extra point and some mistakes in the red zone eliminated some points we should have had. And, unfortunately, William & Mary was able to come back and make a couple plays and win the game. So ultimately, you know, it was a tough loss for us, very hard fought, but very disappointing. It's one thing to lose, but it's one thing to leave points out there that could have won the game for us.
Did you feel like that was a sort of a bigger factor than the plays at the end, that you should have been in position at that point in the last 5 or 6 minutes with a larger lead at that point?
Well, we had kicking 4 field goals and make 3 of them, and 2 of those, I mean, we really should have touchdowns or have a chance for touchdowns, and we have a long run, and we decide to cut back instead of just finishing the run and getting the ball at the 3-yard line, and we get a penalty, and you know, we got to settle for a field goal there, and you know, that's 4 points of an extra point block that we, you know, worked on all week, and what they do, and disappointing that we, you know, let somebody out effort us like that, and now all of a sudden you're looking at 4 or 5 points right there that changes the whole complexion of those last 2 drives, and we couldn't run the ball when we needed to. We ran the ball really well, but we had the ball with 5 minutes. We needed to punch out some first downs, and we weren't able to do that. It's disappointing, and it was a game we thought we should have won. And we got a great effort out of our running back and our O-line, and we kind of wasted it by not being able to finish the game.
We're here with you, Albany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1. On your keypad. You touched on the performance from Elijah Ibitoken-Hanks, his third career 200-yard game, 221 yards and a touchdown on 25 carries, despite the inability there at the end. How good was it to see him have that type of breakout game?
I thought it was good. They seemed a little more worried about our passing game, and it opened up a few running lanes, and I thought he ran really well. We did not throw the ball very well at all, and he played a really, really good game. The O-line opened the holes, and to be able to run and control the ball like we did and not win the game is disappointing, and there's not a lot of room for error, you know, in our league, and we blinked at the end. It's just really disappointing to lose that football game after we fought so hard to get a lead.
You guys have been so successful all year long throwing the ball and moving the ball through the air. You said that they kind of, William & Mary was more concentrated on that, but what were they able to do to take you out of what you've been able to be so successful with all year?
Well, I'm a lot of it was self-inflicted. You know, the first series we have a guy wide open, and we get a little bit of a minor mistake in protection, and a ball gets knocked down and shouldn't have happened, and it would have been a big play. And you know, William & Mary plays a very basic style of defense, and we had things open. We really poorly executed. It was much more execution, I think, than anything they were doing to take things away. We kind of had the things we wanted. We just didn't execute it real well. And you know, when the running game got going, it should have really opened up the pass, and we weren't able to connect on some things that would have maybe gave us a very big opportunity to win the game. Again, you know, in the red zone, taking field goals instead of touchdowns when we have opportunities is, you know, it's the stuff that comes back and haunts you.
Defensively, your team played pretty well. You had 4 sacks of Sean Mitchell, and then you shut down their ground game and hold them to 38 yards rushing. How did you feel like your team played defensively?
You know, we lost. You know, we're down. As crazy as it sounds, we have six safeties out. We lost our 6-1 in the third play of the game, and it cost us to have to move Kareem Brown from he's our best corner and our best matchup on Deadman to safety. They were able to take advantage of that matchup a couple times. I thought the defense it played really well. I mean, the young guys are really starting to learn and step up, and they, for most of the game, played really, really well. You know, we needed to get a stop, and we just couldn't get the stop at the end of the game to win. And at the end of the day, that's what you have to do on defense. So, you know, there was a lot of positives, and we're certainly getting back to playing better defense. But our secondary issues are causing us a lot of matchup problems, and it's making it very hard for us to defend the pass game right now.
One of the guys that had a big day, Levi Mazzini, team-high 9 tackles, and also picked up a pass. Just speak a little bit about how you felt like he played on Saturday.
He played well. You know, the interception on the screen was kind of a fortunate interception, but the big thing was we got to stop. You know, we gave him a couple short fields, and the defense really responded to that. They held them to some field goals and a turnover on some of the short fields. And again, you know, we go back to giving up points. And our kick game had a bad kick before the half that gave them great field position. It resulted in a field goal. Again, points, you know, that we wish we could have back. And I thought the defense played well from that standpoint. And Levi, you know, he's a young linebacker. Both our linebackers are young, and they're really getting better. I'm happy with him, and he plays the game really, really hard.
Get to go back home on Saturday. You host Richmond as you've started to take a little look at the Spiders on film. What are some of the challenges and difficulties they present for your team?
You know, you watch them. I know they've struggled a little bit in some regards, but they're super talented. You know, the receiving core continues to be as good as anybody in our league, if not one of the better ones. And the quarterbacks are, you know, last week I know they threw some picks, but some great throws, and they got a lot of talent. They're a very talented football team, and you know, it's as it is every week. It's a brutally tough matchup, and. You know, we're kind of reeling right now. We're going to have to get ourselves righted and play a great home game. And, you know, in our league, if you can win your home games, it gives you a chance. So this will be a big challenge. But we're going to come out and play our best football, hopefully, at home Saturday night. And, you know, we've been all over Richmond playing them tough every year. And you know, we've lost some heartbreakers to them for the last 3 years. And hopefully we can push through this week.
Yeah, you had that wild game in Richmond last year, 41-38 in double overtime. You touched on their receiving core and the changing quarterback last year. Does the offense look any different without Walletta? And what do you remember from last year's game?
You know, it was very similar to what just happened to us. We had a 10-point lead, and Walletta was able to make some great plays. I think the difference was we were in position to make some plays that we just didn't make. That was Laletta's greatness, was just when you think you have him shut down or stopped, he's able to recover and make a big play. And, you know, he did a great job. You know, we played, I think, 5 overtimes in 2 years against these guys, and it's just been a tough matchup. And, you know, we understand their talent. We understand the success they've had, and you know, we know what a dangerous football team they are. We're going to have to really play our best. You know, we're certainly got our own issues we're trying to deal with right now, and we need to find some answers and take a step in the right direction and try to get a home win.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and look forward to talking next week.
Thank you.